Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9 verses 7. When you give, are you giving from your heart? Or are you giving from a place of, I need a thank you? Or maybe it's, I need to be validated. Sometimes what I find is we give from a place of wanting others to recognize what we've done for them, how much we appreciate them. And if they don't say thank you, if they don't acknowledge our gift, we get angry and we get upset. That is not giving cheerfully. When we give advice and we say, I am telling you, I'm speaking the truth in love, and we share something with someone that may be hard for them to hear, and then they reject what we tell them and we get angry and we get upset, we're not giving cheerfully. We have to first examine the condition of our heart before we give a physical gift, before we give advice, before we do anything. Examine the condition of your heart. And how do you examine it? When you are thinking about giving someone a gift, or you're thinking about providing advice to someone, do you feel as if there's something within you missing and that's why you're doing this? Do you feel anxious about sharing this or about giving something? Or are you at peace? Do you feel content? Do you feel one with God about the gifts that you're giving? Start with the condition of your heart. And remember, if you tell somebody the truth in love, God is love. So this truth that you're giving them should be aligned with the word of God. It should have scriptures backing it up. You should be able to go point to the exact verse, the chapter, the book of the Bible that this truth that you're sharing with someone came from. And if you're like me, if your love language is gifts, and so you love giving and receiving gifts, what I had to learn is, if I'm truly giving this gift from my heart, a person's response, a person's thank you, doesn't impact me because I'm doing it from my heart. But before I learned that, I encountered a lot of heartache and a lot of heartbreak because I felt underappreciated. And I was looking for this gift that I was giving someone to validate me, to say, you're doing a good job, Wesleyan. Thank you so much. But God had to work on me and the condition of my heart. And he said, if you are truly giving a gift, unselfishly giving to this person because you are doing it from a place of love, from a place of concern and care, you do it and you don't worry about the outcome. You don't worry if they say thank you. You don't worry if they use the gift. You don't worry if they appreciate it, because you are marching according to my will. Remember, a gift or the truth that we give people, those are seeds that we are planting. And our job, our only job, is to plant the seeds of God, not to worry about the condition of somebody else's heart and how they receive the things that we say. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please walk with us today. Allow us to share the truth in love. Allow us to examine the condition of our hearts and our minds and our spirits as we speak to those that we love today. Lord, we love you so much. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.